pushing the crown of the head up towards the ceiling, starting to settle in. And we'll start with a few deep breaths. So inhale very, very deeply and retain the breath below the abdomen. I'm sorry, below the navel. Now extend the exhale. Now inhale very, very deeply and retain below the abdomen. I'm sorry, below the navel. Exhale and really extend the exhale. Inhale deeply. Now exhale. And now we'll do a body scan. Doing the body scan helps us stay embodied and make the meditation more emotional. And the meditation is fundamentally about emotional experiences and learning. So go ahead and feel the feet, legs, and hips. And now feel the abdomen rise and fall. And now notice the chest expand and contract. And now feeling the shoulders and upper back. And now feeling the arms and the hands. And now feeling the head, neck, and face. And now take a deep, deep breath. Feel the whole body all at once. And now exhale, feeling the whole body exhale and settle all at once. Okay, good. And now we're going to do a meditation on motivation. So, why are you doing these practices? Why are you taking your time with this? Reflect on that for just a moment. I suspect that the reason will be something along the lines of becoming happier and wiser, to be able to get along better with others. So now really feel into that and imagine that outcome. So already this is an imaginal exercise. So see that happen now. And now notice how naturally, as a consequence of becoming happier, wiser, getting along with better, there just naturally arises a generosity and a concern for others, a pro-social concern. So see that now. So see yourself being happier and wiser and more concerned for the well-being of others. Imagine that scene. Really feeling into that. And now see, aha, this is why I'm practicing. It's good to have an outcome in mind. Feel into that one more time. Feel into the actual quality of motivation. See how this will benefit you and benefit others. Okay, good. Letting that go. So now we'll go about triggering ourselves. So here, reflect back on the last week. This is a good way to elicit a schema to work on, one of these negative felt sense schemas. So look back on the last week. What is it that you experienced that you kind of see, okay, this is a repeating pattern in my life. It has a negative impact on me, a negative impact on others. You know, something like shame, something like a sense of scarcity, an expectation of abuse, an expectation of abandonment, a sense of incompetence, a sense of social isolation. All of these are really typical schemas that are very good to work on. So go ahead and take another minute to find it. Now I'm going to give you a sentence stem and I want you to fill this in. So when I'm believing this thought, when I'm in this schema, the world is this way or I am this way. And this is something negative like, oh, there's scarcity in the world. There's not enough. There's something wrong with me. So go over that and get really, really clear on this. And also let yourself get emotionally triggered. So the world or I am such and such way. And in order for me to be okay, or in order for me to cope, I need to do such and such. So fill that piece in. How is it that you have to respond in order to cope with this negative way that either you or the world is? Take a minute with that. If you want, you can even write it down. And now really feel this in the body, feel the unpleasant triggering, the body tensions, feel the emotions. Now notice the mind. What's the mind like when you're believing this schema? Are you frantic? Are you dull? Are you hopeless? Are you helpless? Are you aggressive? Are you pissed off? Investigate that as well. And now, staying in the schema, staying in this negative and warped way of seeing the world, imagine yourself floating above yourself and then floating back on a timeline, likely to childhood, but also possibly to adolescence or adulthood earlier in life. And then find a memory where this learning was reinforced. It doesn't have to be when you learned the lesson the first time. And if you can't find a real memory, making a composite or kind of fabricated would-be memory is just fine. So go ahead and come into that scene. And now describe the scene, and you can describe it out loud. All of you are muted, so you can describe it out loud if you like, or silently. And now also, in a compassionate and wise way, see how this negative learning was actually the adaptive thing to do at the time. This was actually the right response given the situation. It's not the right response anymore, but at the time it was. So see that. And now keep going over the details, feeling the trigger. Now, if this was an actual scene of abuse, don't go into the abuse itself. You can just go into the emotional after effects of the abuse. Oh yeah, I needed to learn this, in a sense, toxic pedagogy at the time. I adapted. And now, bring in imaginal parents, parents that are perfectly responsive in every possible way to you. They can either remove you from the scene or they can come into the scene. But what's really important is that now you are totally safe. And these responsive parents want to know exactly what's going on. They really get it. They know that you are not to blame whatsoever. And they see the suffering that this has caused. So they console you, they understand you, and they guide you in such a way to help you move through this. So go ahead and develop that scene. I'll check in with you in about 1 minute. Shape and reshape the scene in such a way to get your needs met. And also notice how these responsive parents are really happy to meet your needs. This is a joy for them. They love being with you. Keep going. And also notice how you're totally understood. These parents might say, oh yeah, anybody would respond this same way. There's nothing wrong with you. This is just some difficult conditioning, a kind of toxic learning that you were exposed to. We're gonna move through this together beautifully. You're gonna be fine. And there's so much space and time for you to get your needs met here. Now, also notice how these parents aren't on anybody else's side, or they don't have a balanced view. They're your advocates, and they're myopically on your side. They only support you and see it from your side. Seeing it from your side is a total pleasure. They totally agree. That's right, keep going. They really get it. And they're there in a really attentive and patient way, sweetly guiding you through this. And all along, you can tell what a delight you are, what a joy you are to these parents. Keep going. That's right. Keep going. Now, notice this attentiveness. Notice how you're totally understood, totally seen and known, and accepted unconditionally. Now, feel that in the body, feel that in the mind. Just keep developing the scene. That's right. Keep going. And now also see how these imaginal parents help you take perspective. See how they help you see how this was not your fault, that this conditioning is just kind of the way the world is, and that there's a sadness and a regret, but that there's no self-blame. They also really help you understand cause and effect relationships of how this conditioning affected you. And also, there's this clear sense as to the path going forward. It's going to be very straightforward and easy for you to work through this conditioning. Now just keep developing the scene in such a way to meet your needs. Okay. And now let that scene fade. And now you and these imaginal parents float back to the scene where this negative conditioning happened. And there's going to be a corrective action taken. So if you were mistreated by someone, then that person's confronted. The parents and you show that person how this was wrong. This person sees that it is wrong, feels remorse, really understands, and apologizes. And then, if this is a scene where you weren't hurt by someone's actions as such, then there's another corrective action that is taken, such to make this negative scene, this negative learning never happen. So go ahead and develop that scene. And get this real sense that you're being supported, lobbied for, protected, that your interests matter, and that you count, and that you have a real, like your desires have an impact on the world. Develop that scene now. And this might be very emotionally evocative. There's so much space and permission for any feeling that you could possibly have. Anger, rage, irritation, shame. Keep developing the scene. and shape and reshape the scene in such a way that the outcome is just perfect, to where you repattern over this negative learning in such a way that you become totally free from it. And again, really use your imagination. There's no limits on this. Shaping and reshaping the scene to get your needs met in just the right way, knowing that this is a complete pleasure and a complete joy for your imaginal parents. That's right. And now touch back into the earlier negative belief about yourself and the world and how you must respond. So this negative schema, see if you can bring it back up and see what level of triggering is still there. You can put that on a scale 1 to 10. And now shape the scene in such a way to bring that all the way down to 0 if you can, but there's no pressure. So go ahead and have the parents do whatever it is that you need them to do to further repattern this and bring this down to 0, just the best of your abilities. That's right. Now really feel this in the body. Feel how this has changed for you. And now dissolve that scene. And now do a scene imagining yourself in your real adult life going forward. And have the scene be such that it completely and perfectly disconfirms the old schema. So the positive opposite of the old negative belief. So if it's like, if the belief was, oh, I'm worthless, see how you're prized, see how you're appreciated. Or if it's, oh, I can't take care of myself, see how beautifully you kind of move through the world, so competent. So go ahead and develop the scene of you as an adult going forward with the full support of the imaginal parents and also of any and all other people or others in the scene. Develop that now. And now make it even more intense, even clearer for you. Feel it in the body, feel it in the mind. Notice how the body and mind are coming into conformity with this new knowledge. Notice how you are such a delight. Notice all the confidence and competence with which you move through the world. Notice how you have your desired impact. That you get the responses from the world that you want. Develop that scene now. I really feel this in the body and mind. Notice how you're coming more and more into conformity, into coherence with this way of viewing the world, this way of viewing yourself. And notice how the way that you think you need to respond to this new way of seeing the world is the exact opposite of the way you thought you needed to respond earlier. And now notice how this new way of viewing yourself, viewing your world, viewing the necessary responses that you need to elicit in order to move through the world, this changes everything. Life is obviously a joy. Things will unfold beautifully. You have this sense of competence, efficacy, agency, confidence. So develop the scene, really feeling into all of those qualities. That's right. Really feeling that in the body, feeling that in the mind. And now noticing how you're in total conformity with this. And make a deep impression of this. Now dissolve that scene. And we're coming towards the end of the meditation. And now we're going to do an exercise for just a minute on compassion. And this both develops compassion, the heart quality of compassion, and wisdom and understanding, a type of mentalization and perspective taking. So now look back to this old schema of yours. Name it. Touch into how difficult it is to live under the yoke of that schema. It's a type of slavery. And now recognize matter-of-factly, this, let's say, toxic learning is not unique to you at all. This is very, very common. So many others have had these same difficult experiences. And now feel into the suffering of these others. And on the in-breath, reflect on their suffering and how it's commonly shared with you as well. And on the out-breath, send a wish of happiness and ease, of lessening of suffering for others and you included. Again, on the in-breath, reflecting on the suffering of all beings that struggle with this negative learning. And on the out-breath, the wish for healing for all beings, including yourself. Now really feel into this quality of camaraderie, of shared experience, of not being alone in this suffering. And now this is more of a wisdom piece around this, but now see how you are understood by others and you understand others in an imperfect way around this same issue. You do have a sense for this. You know what others have been through to some extent. And now notice how you understand the suffering of others better generally, universally. Aha, this is what it's like to suffer. I know this as well. And now notice how you can't help but wish for the lessening of suffering for those that experience this. Good. Now letting that go. And for the next minute, reflect back. What was this like for you? What did you learn? What are the insights? And we'll do kind of question and answer practice reports after this. And so you feel free to, or make a note to mention whatever you're learning right now. Take another minute with that. And now, thinking about your learning, thinking about the healing that's taken place, notice how you can't help but feel more confident and competent about life going forward. Notice how you've taken your own destiny into your hands here. You've reshaped your future. And now feel into this sense of agency and choice. See how this will impact the rest of your life in a positive way. Also, notice how these positive changes will have a positive effect on those around you as well. That's right. And now let that go. Dissolving the scene. Now bring the attention to the rising and falling of the abdomen. Open the eyes halfway, but keep following the rising and falling of the abdomen. And now open the eyes entirely, coming back to the room.